Jeremiah chapter 26. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Hosiah, king of Yehuda, came this word from Yahweh, saying this. Thus says Yahweh, stand in the court of Yahweh's house and speak to all the cities of Yehuda that come to worship in Yahweh's house all the words that I command you to speak to them. Do not diminish a word. If so be, they will listen and turn every man from his evil way, so that I might repent myself of the evil which I purpose to do to them because of the evil of their doings. And you will say to them, thus says Yahweh, if you will not listen to me, to walk in my law which I set before you, to listen to the words of my servants the prophets whom I sent to you, both rising up early and sending them, but you have not listened, then will I make this house like Shiloh, and I will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. So the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of Yahweh. And now it came to pass, when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that Yahweh had commanded him to speak to all the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people took him, saying, you will surely die. Why have you prophesied in the name of Yahweh by saying, this house will be like Shiloh, and this city will be desolate without an inhabitant? And all the people were gathered against Jeremiah in the house of Yahweh. When the princes of Yehuda heard these things, then they came up from the king's house to the house of Yahweh and sat down in the entryway of the new gate of Yahweh's house. And then spoke the priests and the prophets to the princes and to all the people, saying this, this man is worthy to die because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears. And then spoke Jeremiah to all the princes and to all the people, saying, Yahweh sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words that you have heard. Therefore now amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, and Yahweh will repent himself of the evil that he has pronounced against you. And as for me, understand me, I am in your hand. Do with me as it seems good and fit to you. But know for certain that if you put me to death, you will surely bring innocent blood amongst yourselves and upon this city and upon the inhabitants of it. For of a truth, Yahweh has sent me to you to speak all these words in your ears. And then said the princes and all the people to the priests and to the prophets, this man is not worthy to die, because he's spoken to us in the name of Yahweh our Elohim. And then rose up certain of the elders of the land, and spoke to all the assembly of the people, saying, Micah the Moreshethite prophesied in the days of Hezekiah king of Yehuda, and spoke to all the people of Yehuda, saying, thus says Yahweh of hosts, Zion will be plowed like a field, and Jerusalem will become heaps of ashes, and the mountain of the house will be like the high places of a forest. Did Hezekiah king of Yehuda and all Yehuda put him at all to death? Did he not fear Yahweh, and besought Yahweh, and Yahweh repented him of the evil which he had pronounced against them? Thus might we procure great evil against our own souls. And there was also a man that prophesied in the name of Yahweh, Uriah, the son of Shemaiah, of Kiriath Yearim, who prophesied against this city and against this land according to all the words of Jeremiah. And when Jehoiakim the king, with all his mighty men and all the princes, heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. But when Uriah heard it, he was afraid, and he fled and went to Egypt. And Jehoiakim the king sent men into Egypt. He sent Elnathan, the son of Achbor, and certain men with him to Egypt. And they fetched forth Uriah out of Egypt and brought him to Jehoiakim the king, who killed him with the sword and threw his dead body into the graves of the common people. Nevertheless, the hand of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, was with Jeremiah, that they should not give him into the hand of the people to put him to death. End of chapter.